Welcome to today's market report. US Republicans unveiled their latest $1 trillion stimulus package on Monday. They now need to find a compromise between this plan and the Democrats' $3.5 trillion proposal before some of the earlier support measures expire at the end of the week. At the same time, there are signs of improvement in the US battle with the COVID-19 virus. New infections fell to their lower in near 3 weeks at the weekend, suggesting a slowdown beyond the normal weekend dip. That said, Hong Kong, Australia, Spain and Germany are some of the locations also dealing with a renewed spike in cases. Global COVID-19 deaths topped 650,000, with the number of cases topping 16.4 million as of 28th of July. Fear about the virus spread drove gold prices to a record high on Tuesday morning in Asia, closing in on the $2,000 per ounce level. It is unusual for the price of gold to do so well at the same time as stocks, but it remains one of the few assets for which a simple and convincing bull case can be made in the post-COVID world. GBP/USD snapped 7-day winning streak while declining to 128.55, down 0.21% on the day during the pre-London open on Tuesday. The cable earlier refreshed a 4.5-month high near to 129 level. According to the UOB Group, following the recent price action, cable could now head towards the critical 130 mark in the next weeks. The EU's chief negotiator Michel Barnier expressed confidence at a closed-door meeting with member state envoys to the bloc last Friday that a new deal with Britain was possible, as per anonymous diplomatic sources cited by Reuters. Even so, a spat between France and the rest of the major bloc nations concerning the fisheries suggests a bumpy road for the much-awaited trade deal. Also, increasing fears of a no-deal Brexit are updates from the Financial Times suggesting the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's most senior advisor Dominic Cummings leads the push for a light-touch regulatory approach by Brussels over state aid. On the contrary, likely trade deal between the UK and the US gains additional momentum. As the Times said, Britain has upped the ante with the US over the terms of a trade deal by pushing for a ban on lamb and haggis imports to be lifted and warnings that threats to slap tariff on gin could derail talks. Given the lack of major data events up for publishing, the GBP/USD traders may concentrate on the second-tier US data for fresh impetus. Euro-dollar drops to 117.22 from 117.73 on broad-based dollar recovery, whilst the dollar is bouncing off a two-year low ahead of a Fed meeting and amid hopes for prompt delivery of next US fiscal rescue package. Dollar index was up 0.2% at 93.810. Dollar yen was up 0.2% at 105.55. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.